To get an idea of how to get prepared for a life as a functioning adult, I spoke with Chris Holmes, the author of the recently published book, Ignite Your Career: Strategies and Tactics to Unleash Your Full Potential. Chris has been recruiting for high-level corporate positions for over 15 years and has given multiple lectures at prestigious universities outlining what new grads can do to navigate the work world. After I dialed up Chris on Zoom, I asked her what inspired her to write her book.
What inspired me to write this book? It was multiple things that really got me excited about it, and then one thing specific that got me over the edge. So, as I said, I've been recruiting for 25 years, and about 15 years ago, I was invited to come speak at Washington University with their MBA students and do a session on interview prep. And while Washington University is an amazing school and they have a great career center, it really surprised me how hungry the students were for the information I was sharing. And so I have been going there two or three times a year. And then I also have three kids who are either in college or through with college, and they have gone to top liberal arts schools. And I have also gone and presented at those schools. And same scenario. The kids were really excited and open to the ideas. And I started thinking about, these are the top schools in the country and really wonderful career centers. What about the other schools where they don't have as much funding for the career centers and the students there that don't have the opportunity to tap into that knowledge? So that was one thing that started me thinking. So that combined with when my youngest went to college, it kind of threw me for a loop, and I started working with a personal coach. And as he and I worked through things, he said to me, "You talk about this book and you light up like a Christmas tree. What is stopping you? Go do it."
Chris went on to explain how students should navigate stepping off the cliff, so to speak, and entering the workforce.
Up until this point, your lives have been mapped out. You go to grade school, you go to high school, you go to a good college, you work hard, and then what next? And, you know, there are so many different directions you can go that it is overwhelming. You know, most people don't know which way to turn. Now, some people have family who are lawyers or doctors or accountants or whatever, and they just fall into those because they think they're supposed to. I'm not a fan of that unless you've assessed yourself and made sure that your strengths align. But a way I believe is really effective in terms of narrowing the options you might explore is to do a deep assessment and figure out what your innate strengths are. Because I believe in the biggest way that if you can figure out your innate strengths and follow a career that leverages those, you're setting yourself up for both long-term success and joy.
During our conversation, Chris offered up some strategies that students can use, even from the comfort of their own home, to figure out their strengths and weaknesses.
I can take you through a couple different ways that you can kind of hone in on those strengths really quickly. So one is talk to friends or family or professors, or if you're an athlete, talk to your coach and just say, "Hey, I'm trying to figure things out. What do you think I'm really good at?" And they'll all have a point of view. Another thing is think about all the projects or leadership roles or jobs you've had and take out two pieces of paper, and on one write down all the things you have loved to do, and on the other, all the things that you really have hated. Go back to it and pick out the top five. And if you put those both on a piece of paper, they're going to give you a really good snapshot of the type things you're good at. Another way is go to your career center. If you have one at your school, or if you've already graduated your alumni office, they often have assessments or different tools or books you can read that might help you hone in. Once you're into your career, if you're in a specific area, trusted recruiters are amazing partners because they know the industry really well, and especially if they're niche recruiters. And by that, I mean, I'm a niche recruiter. I do marketing and market research, and I know that industry inside and out. So if you can partner with a niche recruiter who's an expert, they can help probe on what are you good at, what do you like doing, and help direct you in your career. And then the final one, which I think for students right now is phenomenal, is online assessments. And There are two that I recommend. One is called Strengths Finders, and the other one is called YouScience. And Strengths Finders, there are two different versions. There's one that gives you like 34. There's one that gives you 5. I think the 5 is what you want to do. The 34 would be overwhelming. And it gives you your strengths, but it also says this is where those strengths set you up for success. The YouScience is great because that is more scientifically based. They have you play 9 games online, and from how you play those games, they're able to pull out what your innate strengths are and again give you direction. But I think those are really helpful in terms of limiting the choices so they're not as overwhelmed.
Chris stressed that success post-college is dependent on putting in maximum effort and avoiding being underutilized.
A past mentor of mine and boss, a guy named Bob Eckert, who was CEO of Mattel, used to say, if you can do 80% of your job with your eyes closed, it's time to move on. Doesn't mean move on companies. It means move on jobs, because you want to continue to learn and grow and stretch yourself however you can. The other thing is, you know, during this time, jobs of your dreams may not be there in the short term while we're living through this pandemic, but it doesn't mean you can't go work at a Starbucks or a Home Depot. And even though you may think that's underutilizing your skills, you can up the game at those places. You can provide superior customer service. You can help them organize. You can add value in so many different ways and building loyalty. So even if you are not in your dream job, you can still apply your skills to be a superior employee, which is going to help you in the future as you look to other jobs.
On the subject of pushing oneself to their full potential, Chris underlined that failure is all a part of the learning process.
I am a big believer in you learn by failing, you learn by making mistakes, but the key to being a continuous learner is to take a step back and assess, why did I fail? Why did I make that mistake? And course correct so you don't do it again. So I think, yeah, if you just stay in your comfort zone, just doing those things you're great at, not stretching, you're not going to grow as quickly. Sometimes you don't know on especially those other options, what you're going to be great at or what's going to spark passion or, you know. So I think it's a really good thing. And I will tell you, it's a question that is asked in interviews and they want to hear, you know, where did you screw up? And what did you do about it? What did you learn? And what do you do differently? And the people who can answer that well, they're excited. In fact, we were once doing a chief marketing officer search, and the CEO said to me, I want you to find somebody who's screwed up a lot on somebody else's dime, because that way they won't do it on mine. And they've learned all the minefields to avoid. And I think that's really important.
As our conversation began wrapping up, Chris explained the importance of focusing on oneself and acknowledging that the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
As you watch some of your peers go to high-paying jobs or, you know, investment banking or finance, the jobs that hire really early, or these well-known credentials, the Googles, the Amazons, the P&Gs, and you feel like you're not up to snuff because you're not going those places. And in reality, those places might be horrific fits for you because of your skill set and who you are. So again, knowing your strengths and where you can leverage them best and trying to put blinders on for what everybody else is doing. In fact, I just talked to a candidate who was telling me his daughter was an investment banker and she's working 70 hours a week and she got this job everybody wanted and she has never been more miserable in her life. So it looks good from the outside, but it's not always the inside. And just focusing on you and what's going to make you happy and successful is really important. It's not easy, but it's really important.
Before our Zoom call ended, Chris called attention to the fact that success is ultimately dependent on one's own effort.
You can read my book and really like it, but if you don't take action and do something about it, it's not going to move you forward in your career. And I am a big believer that not just looking for a job, but having a successful career takes a lot of work. And it's not necessarily painful, but it's just a consistency that is critical. You know, while you have a job that you like, I still really promote networking and staying in touch with people and getting mentors. While you're looking for a job, you have got to work really hard to be able to crystallize who you are, how you add value, what your strengths are, as well as do your homework on the company. And you can't let up. So by lists and effort and action, I mean, you got to put your heart and soul into it. And in reality, this is your life. So if you're not going to invest in yourself, shame on you. You know, there's nobody more important to you than yourself. And truly, I just want to see people succeed, but it's not easy. Nobody's going to give it to you.
For those interested in learning more about Chris's strategies, her book is available via Amazon and Target for as low as $6.49 as a digital download. I myself read the digital version and I would highly recommend it. It's chock full of good strategies, resume building advice, and even how to get a higher starting salary. It's not something that I would read for pleasure, but it is something that I think people should definitely consider reading before graduating college. Either way, this is my only option until they introduce a class on how to not fail at life. Reporting for Radio K's Real College Podcast, I'm Casey McCabe.